used to tell my wife, I do not apologize unless I think I'm wrong. And if you don't like it, you can leave. And I say the same thing to my current wife, and I'll say it to my next one, too.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's like a...
Amen, Stanley. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're going to play Tard Sharks here in a second. Hogfest 2008. Be there, everyone. It's going to be bigger than life. Barbecue and hot dogs from Just In Time Catering. Music from the Bad Influence Band. Motorcycle Riding Concepts will be here with all their motorcycles, doing demonstrations and teaching Buzz Burbank once again.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Oh, my God.
We're going to need a towel.
Oh, Jesus. How to ride. They're going to teach Buzz how to ride.
A refresher course. That would have scared a black bear away.
Pollen's back.
Actually learned once.
In the studio?
The pollen, yes. And yeah, you know, it's what do you think? It has to ask whether it has a security card.
I'm going to split you two up.
Prizes and displays from Patriot Harley. Dude.
Ribbons. So
Crazy Jane's Custom Cycles in Chantilly will be bringing their bikes by. Also, the Hooters girls.
Yay!
Babes. And we'll have competition for the hottest biker chick, the scariest biker, the king of queens, the biggest piece of S bike, and best in show.
That's the one with the trophy.
Just like
to it.
The movie. So it should be a big day.
Will you be singing with the band?
I'll be singing with the band. I'll do everything.
I know you will.
You know how many, I'll be wasted by the end of the day.
Do you know how many requests we've had for a reuniting of crap?
Really?
Of your band?
Not going to happen.
People want it.
That was just as much of a pain in the ass as the restaurant was. These are all my little fly-by-night schemes.
Fly-by-night. One of your harebrained, one of his harebrained get-rich-quick schemes.
Those harebrained schemes, they never pan out. Uh-huh. They last about the same amount of time, 3-4 years.
Bless you for trying.
That's it. 3-4 years. What next?
You hang in there.
I think next I'm going to make my own beer.
You know, I got a kit for that.
Oh, good. Well, I'll borrow it, and I'll make my own beer, and we'll make a fortune.
We can make beer in the studio.
I'll make beer in the studio. We'll have it like a little thing set up.
And we'll watch it every day.
Could we do that?
Absolutely.
Now you're thinking.
Did Rob Spiewak? Done and done, but let's play Tard Sharks right now. All right, Rob was explaining to me how the game works. We have to pick two contestants for Tard Sharks. Let's do that right now. First contestant is... Josh. Josh, where are you from?
Josh? I'm from Gainesville.
From Gainesville, Virginia. Thanks for playing Tard Sharks. Hang in there. We're going to get somebody else. I'm going to lock you on the line here. And let's get a lady. No, they're all guys. We got to, unless Houston is a...
That would be a stripper, Mike.
Try
Houston.
It.
I'll try Houston.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if Houston is a man or a woman. Hello, Houston. You're on the show. How you doing, Houston?
How you doing?
Where are you calling from?
Stockton, California.
You ready to play Tard Sharks?
Ready.
Very good. All right, I'm going to lock you in. That's it, Rob. I've got two contestants, both Josh and Houston. You can hear me?
Yes, sir.
Very good. Rob, how does this game work?
Hi, Houston. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Rob.
Remember when we flipped a coin backstage? Who won?
Yeah, who won? That was Josh that won. Yes,
yeah,
Josh actually won.
All right, Josh, you need to pick a celebrity panelist. You need to pick either Mike,
hello.
Buzz.
What? Mm-hmm.
Okay, me.
Right.
He's writing down. He's writing the scorecard. Beth Ann or Joe, who do you want to start with?
I'll take Buzz.
Buzz.
All right.
Very good.
So we will ask you a question about Buzz.
Yes.
And answer with a number, okay?
Okay. Right.
After that.
And do we have to write down our answers?
No, because we'll reveal after Houston says higher or lower.
Huh?
Okay.
Lead us through it, Ron.
I will.
Yeah.
Do you want to do an example question here just for fun?
Okay.
Ask a question about Buzz to Josh.
And I'm one of the ones that's written down?
Yes.
All right. We asked Buzz Burbank, how many ounces is just right?
Okay, how many ounces? How do you think he'll answer that, Josh? How many ounces is just right to Buzz?
16 ounces.
Okay, wow.
Buzz is...
Now, hold on, before he answers,
uh-huh.
Houston counters by saying he thinks the correct answer is higher or lower than 16.
Lower.
Lower. Okay, so Buzz...
What?
Now, Buzz answers
I've
the question.
I've really lost. Hold on. Wait a minute. Are they competing against each other?
Yes.
Oh.
Don't you see?
Oh, all right. So
now, Buzz, you answer the question. If it's 16 or higher, Josh wins.
Right.
If it's lower than 16, Houston gets the point.
All right. And what if it's right on?
Like I said, if it's 16, then Josh gets it.
Because Josh was the first one to
exactly.
answer.
Exactly.
Jesus.
That's how we play Tard Sharks.
I had another sound music that I wanted to play. Turn yours down for a second.
Done.
That's the one I wanted to play. What's the Power of 10 I really liked? I'm not sure about this one.
Does not care for this one?
I'm not sure. Okay, I get it. We ask each of these guys a question about Buzz or Beth Ann or Rob or Mike or Joe.
Right.
And the way it works is they guess a number, And then the other person says, is it higher or lower if they think so? Mm-hmm. And if it is, then they get the points.
They get the point. And that's how you play Tard Sharks.
It's a lot of math.
No, it's not.
It's a lot of effing math.
All right, are you ready to begin?
Buzz, you're keeping score, right?
Yes, I am.
It's going to be very hard.
I'm waiting for somebody to score.
Josh,
keep waiting.
All right, Josh, pick another contestant, another panelist. But Bethann, where are you? You're supposed to be in here for this.
Oh, give me Bethann when she gets in there.
All right, Bethann. And that's Josh. You're picking Bethann?
Yes, I'll pick Bethann.
All right.
No one scored yet,
no, because
right?
that was an example. Josh,
I see.
Josh Houston, do you understand the rules?
I do.
Very good. Josh picked Bethann. All right, Josh, here you go. We asked Bethann McBride, mm-hmm. how old is she?
Okay. Now this is Josh's opportunity to guess Bethann's age.
All right, what is Bethann's? What did she say her age was? Not necessarily what it is truthfully, but what did she say her age is?
36.
36, and then we will go to Houston. Houston, is that right on, or is it higher or lower?
Lower.
Lower.
So you think Bethann is lower, less than 36 years old?
Uh huh. All right. So the answer is Bethann.
Am I supposed to answer it honestly?
Yes, please.
Are you as confused by this effing game as I am?
She's not.
You're listening to the debut and the cancellation of Tard Sharks.
I'm 19.
Right. No, that's a lie.
No, that's a lie. Okay. What was your truthful answer?
47.
47.
Oh. 47.
And Houston said lower, so that means he's wrong.
Josh gets a point.
Josh gets 1 point.
Exactly.
Is that how we're doing?
Exactly.
Somebody all right, knows. So what? Okay.
Now
so
Houston, just, go to the next
so
question.
It's 1 point. That's the end of the first round.
And now Houston picks a panelist.
All right, Houston, ooh. Pick a panelist. Jesus Christ. Houston,
Mike.
Houston,
Mike.
You're not helping if you're not moving quickly.
He chooses you.
All right, we asked Mike O'Mara how many nights.
Do you want me to ask you the question? Because you're going to ask yourself.
This is as complicated as anything I've done on the show since the inception of this show. Please don't complicate
I
it
love
further.
The music.
This is the Tard Shark music.
I see.
You know why I know why it's called Tard Shark? Because I feel like a tard. And I am glad your vasectomy hurt.
I'm glad you almost gave your address out.
Thank you. Yeah, you
wish
won't
they hadn't shot the bear.
You won't.
Mike, I harp on it because that's all I've got.
You won't let me live it down.
Buzz,
all right.
What math is Buzz doing right now?
He's right. Buzz is keeping score, which is probably the toughest thing of anything on here. But if it's only 1 point.
Yes.
That's all.
He's been writing for like a half an hour. All right.
He's doing
so
calligraphy.
Cute.
We asked Mike O'Mara, Houston, how many nights a week does he have a drink? Stop laughing.
Seven.
Seven.
Stupid all right. answer, Josh.
Josh, is that higher or lower? And incidentally, if you were going for humor, Josh, is that answer higher or lower?
I'm going to have to go with lower.
What's the correct
answer?
Answer,
on average, uh-huh. two.
Ah.
2 nights a week.
Josh gets a point.
Josh gets a point. Wow. That means, Josh, you're up 2-0 over
nothing.
Houston.
Yes.
Back to Josh. Pick a panelist.
Let's go with Rob.
Okay, very
Rob
good.
Rob Spiewak. All
thank
right.
You.
We asked Rob Spiewak, how come he's such an anal retentive hump? No. We asked Rob Spiewak.
That's what the job description is, Mike.
What's the most number of beers he ever drank at a Redskins game?
Oh, okay.
All right, Josh, what is the answer?
Seven.
Seven is the answer.
At one game, right?
Houston, is that answer at one?
God,
what?
She's
are
helping.
You really trying to help?
It's a fair question.
What is the most number of beers he ever drank at one Redskins game? And Josh, your answer was seven?
That's correct.
Houston, is the correct answer higher or lower?
I'd say higher.
Higher. What is the correct answer, Rob?
I'm not proud of this answer. Uh-huh. 16.
16, that means that
point for Houston.
Houston picks up his very first point.
We need the music.
And Houston, you're very good. I got to do that, too. I forgot. All right, Houston, you're back in control. Who are you going to pick?
Buzz
Burbank. Oh, we asked Buzz Burbank, mm-hmm. how old was he when he lost his virginity? Houston, what is the answer? How
13.
Old was Buzz when he lost his virginity?
13.
13 is your answer. Josh, is that answer correct, higher, or lower?
I'm going to go higher.
Higher. What is the correct answer, Buzz?
The correct answer is 18.
18.
Oh, wow, late bloomer.
That means that you are right, Josh. Another point for you. You take a commanding 3-1 lead. When the F do we get a winner in this game?
When the time's up.
When the time is up. All right. We
you
go
see,
back.
Here's the problem. If I can offer this.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
What?
You're
what?
Too focused. What? You're too focused on the destination. You're not enjoying the journey.
I don't like this journey.
I loved
Power of 10.
Thank you.
We're going to play Power of 10 again this week. Good. We could play Power of 10 for the next few weeks in a row. That's how much I love that
Thank
game.
Thank you, Mike.
And that is how much I hate this game right now.
All right.
It's terrible. It's horrible. There are lots of games out there.
Horrible,
but I
terrible.
Thank everybody
I like the
for
music.
Their effort.
Oh. Then,
I wish I could blow that up. I swear to God right now.
That's God. The best part.
I know.
Or when Mike asks himself his own question. Oh, we ask Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, you hate that, don't you? That's the part you hate.
Yes, sir.
I got news for you. I'm over here. I got to read the thing. Who's in control? Of the board.
The big board?
Who's in control of the board right now? Josh, is it Houston or Josh?
Josh by 3-1.
Josh, who are you picking?
Let's go with Beth Ann.
Beth Ann McBride. We asked Beth Ann McBride.
That's going to be my weight now?
How many pairs? How many pairs of pants does she own? We asked Beth Ann.
I am sweating.
How many pairs of, welcome to every day with me.
The corduroy.
How many pairs of pants does she own, Josh?
Let's go with 17.
17 pairs of pants. Houston, is that high? Is it higher or lower?
Higher.
Higher, Beth Ann, do you own 17 pairs of pants or more or less?
97 pairs.
You serious?
Yeah.
97
wow.
pairs.
Wow.
And that means that Houston is correct, right?
Wow.
I just lost track again.
Josh now leads 3-2.
It's insane. It's insane.
Focus on the music. Oh, my God.
Is that another point for Houston?
Josh now leads Houston 3-2.
Oh,
yes.
We got a barn burner going here.
We sure do,
like,
Mike.
It's like the Preakness.
Houston is in control of the board.
Houston, you're in control.
Let's pick Joe.
What?
Oh,
Joe Ardinger.
Got to send out for him, you know.
Very good. Jesus Christ.
Good
Give everybody a comb.
There goes
what
Beth
is,
Ann.
You know, while we have a moment, what's
yes.
with her?
She's all wound up. You know why she's having a great time?
Why?
Because the game is failing miserably. That is why she is enjoying herself like
I'm not
like
sure
nothing.
The game is failing.
All right, so Houston's in control. Right? All right, now don't talk in my headphones.
Slow it down, everybody.
Houston, we asked Joe Ardinger, how many pets does he have?
Three.
Josh, is that higher or lower?
Less than three.
How many pets do you own, Joe?
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, and about 15 fish.
I am terribly sorry, Josh. That means Houston picks up another point.
Mm-hmm. See, it's turning into something.
A tie game.
Do we have a tie game?
We do.
Oh, you know what that means? The next person is going to be the big winner.
All right.
As we bag the game.
This is a great game, Rob.
Josh, you are in control. Who are you picking?
Thank you, Joe.
Let's go with Mike.
All right. Mike good. O'Mara is the category.
Final question.
Pick a good one.
All right, Beth Ann. We asked Mike O'Mara.
Oh, that's funny that you're asking that yourself.
What is the age difference between Mike and Carla?
10 years.
What is the... I love the way you wait until I repeat the question. What is the age difference between Mike and Carla? Now I'm even getting pissed off at the contestant. What is it? Now, who is in control?
Not their fault, Mike.
Who's in control?
It was Josh.
No one remembers who's in control.
It's a tied game.
No. Who's in control now? Who's supposed to answer the effing question? Someone pay attention.
10. Josh. Me.
Josh. Okay, Josh. What is the answer? 10 years?
10 years.
All right. Houston, is that higher or lower? Is that correct? Higher or lower?
No, this just higher or lower.
Higher or lower?
Higher.
Oh, he's hating it.
Higher? All right.
What's the
G
answer?
Mike, what is the correct answer? Well, it's 21 years. And that means that Josh, right?
No, yes. I think it's Houston.
Who is it, Buzz?
Didn't you say higher?
Look
higher.
At Buzz's face. Right now. I wish I had this. This would be Buzz's face.
I am crying. I am laughing so much.
All right, so we've got... who won?
They Thank both you. Won.
Now
All right,
know.
You both win. I'm giving you
the
both prizes.
Won.
Everybody wins,
I
Mike.
Swear to God. How much do they get?
Whatever they want.
$50 each. Houston, you win $50.
Thank you, sir.
All right, and Josh, you win $50 as well.
Fantastic. Thank
you both win for suffering through this, for Christ's sake.
I thought it was fun.
I swear to God.
What do we win?
We should win a big prize. We really should. That's the last episode of Tard Sharks. Thank you very much. Hey, they can't all be home runs. That was wonderful.
A Mark Goodson, Bill Todman production.
Everyone be excited that you were part of history.
However, Rob, I will give you some encouraging news. Take these questions that you worked very hard on And watch out.
Hey.
You work so diligently.
Thank you.
Take these questions. Here, give those questions to Rob and work them into some other game. Because that would be wonderful if we did that in some other.
You wanted another kind of forum. Thing.
Another forum.
There you go.
Power of 10 home run. Mm-hmm. Too confusing.
Yeah, really.
Would you not agree? You kept score buzzing. You didn't even know what state you were in.
I didn't know who was up.
It was very, very difficult. It was.
It's a diamond in the rough, is what it is.
Hold on. God. All right. Well, thanks to Mike and Nick also, who didn't get a chance to play Tard Yards.
Maybe next time.
Maybe 2011. You can play with the show that replaces us. Thank you all very much for playing Tard Sharks.
Could be sooner rather than later.
Final buzz of the afternoon coming up. Wasn't that fun? We'll be right after that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.